Yeah, and I'm told it's you know, it's because of the antiquated way that the registration server works that they should get away from that. I think Dave was explaining that. He says they were, he has no reason for them to be the registration server require IP4, but yet it does, so it makes all this double NATing and stuff like that tricky at times. Most of the time it works, but there's much better ways to do it. But again, you're getting out of my wheelhouse. I just know what I've heard, and I do know I have trouble. That's the other thing, too, is they will not, the T-Mobile modem that they give you, you cannot pass through. You have to double NAT if you're going to run your own router, which I do. So I'm double NATed. That adds to things. There are some modems out there that allow you to do a pass-through, and they also allow you to, you know, select, you know, 5G only or this, that, or the other. They let you pick the bands and stuff like that. And the guys that are running them are really getting some amazing performance out of it. And I've thought about buying one of those, but, you know, they're like, you know, anywhere from a low of about $350 to, you know, $600. And it's like, well, I've got the T-Mobile service because it's so cheap, but if you have to spread that all over, how long would I have to have a $500 modem, you know, for me to be able to say, yeah, this service is, you know, really affordable? Because, you know, that's got to be taken into account as well. But I keep looking, man. I keep itchy fingering, you know, when I see one come up for a good price. You know, I keep watching the used marketplace, see if maybe I find one there. And I don't know. I've just had cold feet so far. W8FU, Dakota.